This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2040, Facing and Fighting Financial Trolls, by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Facing and Fighting Financial Trolls, by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Money is more about mind than it is about math. That's one of the fundamental precepts of my site. If you improve your self-esteem, if you improve your mental attitude, if you improve your knowledge, you will improve your finances. To this end, it's important to avoid negative messages about money. It's difficult to improve your mental attitude when you're besieged by financial trolls. What are financial trolls? In a recent article, Steve Pavlina shared 5 wealth lessons, the last of which was, financial trolls must be shown no mercy. Pavlina writes, quote, a financial troll is a close cousin to the forum troll, except that financial trolls strive to sabotage your financial pursuits. These trolls can be internal or external. They're the people who make comments like, wealthy people are so greedy. They only care about themselves and will take advantage of anyone to make money. Financial trolls are also the internal voices that say, if you make too much money, people will judge you harshly for it. They'll assume that's all you care about. End quote. Coping with external trolls. When I started Get Rich Slowly, I wanted people to like and agree with everything I wrote. Anytime I received a negative comment, I took time to exchange email with the person who left it. Here's an example of an actual criticism I once received. Quote, I would love this site if only the privileged would acknowledge how lucky and privileged they are and how their advice applies to only other privileged kids. End quote. I tried to carry on a conversation with the commenter, but nothing I could say would satisfy him. In his mind, I was a rich jerk and nothing could change that. I realized that 95% of these people aren't interested in a rational exchange of ideas. They're external financial trolls. They have chips on their shoulders, they're clinging to preconceived notions, or they just want to argue. They're not worth my time. Other examples of behavior you might see in external trolls include, number one, you might have a goal and have a plan to pursue it despite the risk involved. The troll in your life focuses on the obstacles, on the reasons you can't achieve it. You don't know what you're doing. Think of all the things that might go wrong, etc. Number two, perhaps you admire other successful people. Trolls often resent success. Warren Buffett got rich on the back of others. Bill Gates is a crook. Rich people don't work for their money. And number three, some trolls complain all the time. They complain about their jobs. They complain about their lives. They complain that they don't have money. They complain, but they rarely take action. Complainers are poisonous. Defeating most external trolls is straightforward. Because they're not internal, you can usually just remove yourself from the situation. Ignore the troll. Change the conversation. Leave the room. Hang up the phone. Do not argue. As Pavlina notes, anytime you argue with a troll, the troll wins. Do not engage the troll. Coping with internal trolls. Internal trolls are more insidious than their external brethren. Because they're a part of you, eradicating them takes self-discipline. Examples of internal trolls include, number one, self-defeating thoughts and behaviors. I can't do this. It's too difficult. I'm not smart enough. It's too much work. I don't deserve to have money. Number two, procrastination. I'll start next week. I'll worry about this later. I can start saving next month. This month, I'll buy an Xbox. Number three, rationalization. Buying just one pair of shoes won't blow my budget. I'm out with friends. I should join the fun. I should reward myself for how well I've been doing lately. And number four, barriers. I don't know how to open an IRA. It's too much bother to set up automatic deposits. Sure, I could call around for lower rates, but I don't like talking on the phone. conquering internal trolls can be non-intuitive. Most are a product of self-doubt, which is best combated through exercise, discipline, positive social interaction, and a healthy diet. Seriously. The following can also help. Number one, talk back to yourself. It makes sense to avoid arguments with external trolls, but confronting internal trolls is an excellent tactic. Number two, set financial goals. Review them regularly. Number three, read success literature. Personal finance books, self-development manuals, and biographies of successful people. Number four, educate yourself. Learn about money. I resisted investing for a long time until I learned just how easy it was to open an IRA. And number five, find a mentor, a coach, or an advisor. Learn from others. I have much more trouble with internal trolls than I do with external trolls. They're a constant threat. Know when to seek help. Some trolls are difficult to defeat. What do you do about a spouse who insists on sabotaging your financial security? How do you deal with your own compulsive shopping? Problems like these may require the assistance of a trained professional, an accountant, a lawyer, or a psychologist. The important thing is to deal with them. Until you defeat them, they'll only hold you back, preventing you from achieving success. You just listened to the post titled Facing and Fighting Financial Trolls by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. Wow, I absolutely loved this article. Recently, I had an epiphany about how I can contribute to the movement to increase financial literacy. Through hosting this podcast, as well as producing the Economy Conference, which is a party about money if you haven't heard of it, I think I can help people see the true value of money, something financial trolls may never understand. So many of us are not using our money to its full potential. Money is like a hammer. Much of what we talk about in the personal finance space is how to acquire the hammer, where to store the hammer, what features the hammer should have. But the hammer is a tool. It's not the goal. If you never swing the damn hammer to build a life you love, what's the point of even having it? JD makes some interesting points here about internet trolls. And I think anyone who's interacting online should read the book Fire the Haters by Jillian Johnsrud. I really struggle with interacting online. It's a big reason why I created an in-person event. Though I'm often lurking and marveling at how mean people are in social media comments. I think I hesitate to interact because I didn't think I could handle all that negativity directed at me. Reading Fire the Haters helped me put a lot of my hesitations in perspective and empowered me with more helpful ways to perceive the bad actors online. It also helped me to develop rules for how I will interact online. As a result, I'm feeling much more willing to engage now and more optimistic about keeping my sanity in the process. I found chapter 2 of Jillian's book about the dumbass whisperer particularly compelling, as it helped me develop my most important boundary. I will not respond to comments or questions where the writer demonstrates that they misunderstood or misinterpreted what I shared. And that's not to say I won't clarify a point that I could have articulated better. I'm saying that I will not respond to willful ignorance. Fostering the willingness to be misunderstood has felt very freeing, and it's been a key takeaway from this book. That will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.